Open Miss Source number 5. Sonoma Ecology Restoration Group at Rock Dam by Willie Paul, Plant Shifter Magazine. The rainbow trout were gurgling in meditation, slow dancing at the base of Rock Dam when Katrina and Zeke showed up with 120-pound packs of explosives and festering dreams. The fish knew what they wanted, what they needed to do. Get upstream. Other members of the Sonoma Ecology Restoration Group, or SERC, were positioned in a wide circle, a SWAT team looking to carefully crack, then splinter apart this old concrete bastard that some water-hogging rancher shoved into Moonshine Creek back in the 50s. The lookouts were there to shoo away any stray hikers or dogs that might have missed the swill of emails, PRs, and outreach. The land-water alchemy was Katrina's to set in motion. She is a former demolition expert with the Marines. Zeke, you just got lucky and picked the short straw. In order to make the 6-foot-7-inch tall, 3-foot-thick, 13-foot-wide dam fall apart backwards into the pool behind it, the charges needed to be set underwater, away from the rainbows. When it's gone, fish will have better access to 57 miles of high-quality spawning habitat upstream of the dam. A snorkel and a thumbs up later, the explosives were set in a quiet, ready row. Z, call in the support, she barked. Cortez set up the video camera while Selene prepared to stomp her way down the creek to keep the trout safe from the concrete show. Set, called out Katrina. Boom! Whoosh! The old dam coughed up into about 35 pieces, a zen-like radial pattern. Where the dam once held back the rainbow trout and the entire ecosystem, there is now small chunks, just like in the permit.